What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky. And today is the dawn of a new day on Audio Oddity. I have a brand new co-host after, you know, the unfortunate firing of M. And it is formerly known as Lit God, BDC. What's going on, man?
What up, man?
Man, I'm happy you accepted to be my co-host, you know, on a more permanent basis. I really appreciate that, man. You came through for me.
Yeah, I love games, and I've been playing games for years. And, you know, my show, everybody knows Talk is MVP. I started doing strictly wrestling. So, you know, video games on this show is something, you know, that I know of a lot. I got all three systems. I don't play PC, and, you know, I'm ready to be this co-host. Hopefully I can be, you know, as great, you know.
Yeah.
Do it good.
Well, good thing for you that, you know, your predecessor, the person before you, wasn't that great. So you don't have a lot to live up to. You showing up is half the battle. M wouldn't even show up half the time. So,
I mean, if I had to rate the last shows you did, I mean, they was pretty good. I thought they was pretty good, and, you know,
yeah,
well, pretty good, yeah. But, you know, maybe she was just, you know, younger.
Yeah, it's a lot
of stuff to do. You know, it's kind of hard when you're growing up. You know, you want to hang with your friends, you want to do this, you want to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that went on to get those shows that just became so tiring. You know, to get that little 45 minutes out became just, oh my lord, it was just tired. I was so exhausted by the time I actually got to the podcast.
So, I can understand a little bit. I was when I was younger, I was hard to get in the house for a while. I love basketball, and it was just hard to get me in the house, like, for dinner and stuff like that. So, I mean, I can relate a little bit. You know,
this podcast thing
is what I want to do. So, you know, I'm gonna put some time into it right now.
Yeah, I hear you. So, man, so tell us a little about, you know, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. And I know you started a little bit, but, like, you know, what you're turning your actual show into, your other show. And, you know, go ahead, you know, introduce to my audience. I know you've been on here a couple of times already, though. So, you know, most people know you.
Well, I'm from Talk is MVP. My show was a wrestling show and a video game show and an interview show. I try to do too much at once, and I feel like I was doing too much. But I always had in my head that the show was kind of like in beta mode. I was just, you know, watching views and seeing what episode works. And the funny thing about it is the interviews was my most, like, views, I think. But wrestling is, like, the second, and I just don't got the time right now, which I will make soon, and we'll announce another show, you know, in the future. For interviews strictly. So that's how I came about, just, you know, just sticking with wrestling. And a lot of my friends, including you, you know, reached out and was like, wrestling is more, you know, I think it's for you more. So, and wrestling is something I don't miss. You know, people know, if you know me, know I don't miss wrestling. I watch too much wrestling. And I just love wrestling. I just love talking about it. It's like, you know, that's like my high right there, is talking about wrestling and just watching it and talking bad about it, talking good about it, what's real, what's not. So my show, Talk is MVP, is strictly wrestling now. And every now and then I might talk about a game or two, which I think on a couple episodes I talked about the new AEW game. So I'm going to stick with that. And I was thinking about doing a video game show, which... you came and hit me up at the right time. So now I don't have to do a video game show by myself. So, you know, and then I changed my name in the midst of all that, you know, going to BDC, which that's my, you know, if you know me, that's my initials, my first middle name, last name. So I go by that, which I was going by that on the old original Xbox. So, you know, that's where I came up with that. So when you hit me up, everything was going, you know, was changing. You know, I wanted to do a video game show. I changed my name, and now I'm here, you know, on Audio Oddity.
Yeah. Oh, man, glad to have you here. And, you know, the reason I thought about it, I said, man, I need a co-host. So I was like, well, I can, you know, just, you know, put it out on Twitter. And like my boy Tony Z and Infinite Journeys, they found each other, you know, through Twitter. You know, he just put out and they work out perfectly. I love that show. And so I was like, I can do that. You know, I can ask Tony, you know, some, you know, advice, what he was looking for or whatever. So then I was like, what? I said, look, why am I doing all this? I was like, I know somebody. I know the perfect person. We sit here and pretty much do a podcast. You know, every time I call you, it's pretty much like a podcast. We sit there and talk, you know what I mean? About everything, you know, for, you know, however long we got. And I was like, I know somebody like that already. So I said, there we go. And, you know, so I asked you and you accepted, you know, I was glad you accepted. You know, I didn't even know if you was going to accept that. You know, you could have been, I didn't know what you had going on at the time. I knew we had talked about, you know, converting your show over to wrestling and everything. But, you know, I didn't know if you had plans for another show or, you know, whatever. But I thought I'd give it a shot. And, you know, here you are. So glad to have you, man. We're going to hopefully make some greatness together. We're going to convert this into a, not only a podcast, but we're also looking to convert this into a YouTube channel. Me and him were talking before we start recording how, you know, we're everywhere. You know, we thought our podcast was everywhere, but, you know, yeah, I'm not on YouTube. My mom actually pointed that out to me. I'm not on YouTube. So yeah, we're going to make that happen. Get the podcast on YouTube and everything. Maybe add some cool graphics in there and some video. I don't know. I work on that on the editing side. But with all that said, man, let's talk some games. So what you been doing this week, man? What's your gaming life been like this week?
My gaming life has been kind of upside down, just playing random stuff. Just I know I've been talking about this Game Pass. People know me, know that I'm not really big on the Game Pass, and it came to Plus. It's on Plus, on PlayStation Plus, like a Game Pass service, and I kind of been on that a little bit, and I'm trying to not talk about it as much because people gonna be like, "Oh, now it's PlayStation.
Oh yeah,
how you like it now?" Uh-huh. So,
oh, y'all talked about it.
But nah, I've been on ahead, Plus thing.
Nah, go ahead. Thinking, Let's talk about it now, because y'all was all, "Oh, Xbox only doing that because they ain't got no games anyway." So look at them, you know. now it's on place. Now that PlayStation Plus hit. I ain't heard a lot of people say that now. Everybody changing their tune.
Yeah, I've been playing. It's weird. I've been playing Uno.
Uno.
That's on the Ubisoft Classics.
Uno, like the card game?
Yeah, I've been playing that a lot.
Oh, man. I didn't even know for real.
Yeah, it's on there. Like when I'm like at nighttime or when I get home from work, you know, and if I'm watching like TV or something like that, I can play it, you know, in the background, whatever. And it's just relaxing. I like playing Uno. And then, you know, I like it. You know, I can chill, listen to my music, and you know, you could talk to people, you know, turn your camera on, whatever. It's just relaxing to play. And I've been playing that a lot on Ubisoft Classics. And that's part of PlayStation Plus.
Oh, man. I didn't even know that was, I didn't even know you can do that.
They just added,
I didn't know it was on there.
Wheel of Fortune, which I'm going to start playing that soon. I'm going to try it out soon. I haven't played it yet, but.
Hold on, wait. So Ubisoft made Uno? They did. Yeah, I did not know that.
Uno was on there. They added Monopoly Plus. Yeah. Monopoly Madness, Wheel of Fortune. They added Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what they just added this week. They already got like a Valhalla and the old Far Cries and stuff like that, For Honor.
Yeah.
You didn't know Ubisoft Classics was part of Plus?
No, I knew Ubisoft Classics was part of Plus. I didn't know Uno was made by Ubisoft. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I seen it on there. I knew like Monopoly, I think, and Wheel of Fortune, I think. I saw the logo. I own the little collection thing on place on I think Switch. I think I own it on. So, but I didn't know they own Monopoly, which I was kind of happy about that. I mean, I got Uno on almost every system anyway. So,
Uno's
been broken.
Me and the kids play Monopoly Plus on Xbox. We used to do that a lot, and I never played Uno or anything though. I played Battleship. I think I bought a little collection of games. I think it was like the Hasbro collection or something. And it had like Monopoly and Battleship and Scrabble or something in it or whatever. Some little, you know, games like that.
Yeah.
And me and the kids play those. But man, I didn't know. We love Uno. I didn't know they had Uno on. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, so the games I've been playing, I'm going to go like a week behind. I did beat Stray. And that's one of the best games.
Yes. You pointed it out.
One of my best games, contender of game of the year. The game is really good. If you like story, the game has a really good story. Good gameplay, very unique. Got a unique look to it. I beat that And then I kind of went back to playing, they fixed Battlefield. So I've been playing Battlefield 2042. So,
as in fixed, do you think it's good to go now? Or, I mean, do you recommend people hopping back into it? Or
the game has been good to go for the past, I think, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
They fixed a lot of, like, the hit detection, like, you know, a little mini issues. And what the big thing they've been doing now, they've been fixing the map. Like,
yeah.
Every update, I think they changed the map. They fixed maps and stuff like that. They got these playlists for the weekends they started doing. And one of my friends hit me up and said the numbers went up and more people was playing that than Halo and a lot of stuff on Steam. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of, like, Steam tells you, like, the players and the high, I think, like, the peak of the day, how many players got on. And
yeah.
He said, like, the numbers went up.
Yeah, they get pretty good stats, yeah.
So, yeah, Battlefield is back. It's been back for, like, the past, I'd say, couple of months, but I've been playing it a lot more. You know, for those who know me, know I play a lot of Gran Turismo 7 on the PS5, and I've been playing that a lot. I was playing that this morning a little bit.
Yeah, I saw you on, I think it was Twitter or something, you posting clips, or maybe it was TikTok, something like that.
But the biggest thing, what I've been playing for, you know, new games, and, you know, people want to know something new, I've been playing Rumbleverse.
Okay, yeah. So Rumbleverse, how you liking that? That's that wrestling free to play melee game, right? Like, it's,
yeah, it's funny. It's a weird story about that game. My friend has been trying to get me to play that game for the past 2 months. He's been, like, hyping it up because it just came out, but he's been hyping it up for 2 months, and I'm thinking, oh, wrestling, whatever. It's Fortnite, well, wrestling, you know, you read a book and learn a move. Same developer, I think, is Epic. I was like, whatever, you know, he hyped it up, all the videos, sending me, and I'm just looking like, yeah. I get a notification one day, we're all in a party. I get a notification one day from T-Pain. T-Pain's playing Rumbleverse. I'm like, what? I'm like, what is he? T-Pain playing Rumbleverse?
Yeah,
let me go look on and see what he's doing.
T-Pain, you know, a gamer now. You didn't know that?
I know he's a gamer, yeah. But he was playing Rumbleverse. He usually played Gran Turismo, Forza, you know.
Man, I think, if I'm not mistaken, T-Pain was one of these people that came out and was like, he didn't make more money gaming than he did doing his music.
Which is saying a lot, though. He's entertaining to watch.
Man, just saying a lot, because you old enough to remember, T-Pain has some hits. Like, you know, T-Pain,
I was never like a big fan of him, but I do like some of his music. I hate how people dragged it out so much.
Yeah,
that voice thing.
Yeah, that audio auto tune and all that. But he did have hits. Like, you know, he wasn't just like some dude, you know, one hit wonder. T-Pain had like hit, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got platinum albums, you know.
But to continue the story though, was I went to the stream, watched it, and 2-3 hours, or I say, I ain't gonna lie, about 2 hours, I'm still watching the game, and I'm like, man. So I switched over to my PlayStation and was like, you know, let me try it. Tried it, played like 3-4 matches. Next day, got back on. I'm still playing it. And then me and my friend, you know, who've been hyping it up, we've been playing the duels. So the game is pretty fun. It's more of a it takes a lot of skill. It's not super easy like you would think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, but you know, it's a dodge button, it's a block button, and then you got a stamina, and your stamina is what matters the most. You got to watch your stamina because you can't just run away from, you know, somebody unlimited. So they got that down, and you know, I should have known it was gonna be good because it's made by, you know, Epic. I think Epic Games. So you know, they know what they're doing with Fortnite. So you know, and then you know, IGN, I haven't seen every other website, but IGN gave it a 9. So I was really surprised. I was like, oh, you know, like, whoa, a 9 is pretty big. And I read that and it seemed pretty accurate. So the only thing they got to fix with the game is the queue. Get into the matches, take a little bit longer sometime. It could take up to 2 to 5 minutes sometime.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure Epic, you know, they know what they're doing. So they'll fix that. Fortnite, you know, you get in the matches quick in Fortnite. So you like wrestling, you know, suplexes and grapple moves, and they got some of the old No Mercy stuff, or you can stay down and low blow somebody and all type of stuff. you like the old school wrestling and grappling systems, and you like Fortnite and Battle Royale, this game is for you. It's perfect. Okay. And, you know, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
All right. So are they using like licensed characters or anything, or is like just all kind of original characters?
It's all original characters, but at the same time, you know, Fortnite and Epic, you know what they do. So I could see down the line, you know, something with WWE or AEW or maybe New Japan, you know, luchador wrestling or something. Or it got a lot of luchador, you know, mask and stuff like that.
Yeah, type characters.
And,
yeah.
And they just did, Fortnite just did a little deal with WWE with John Cena. So I could see that, you know, maybe in the future, you know, when this, once this game, like it got good reviews and people play it, but you know, it hasn't, I want to see in like a month or two, like, you know, are people dropping this game? Are people dropping Apex and Fortnite to play this? Or, you know, PUBG, you know, whatever, or Naraka Blade, you know, that's the thing with this game is, you know, is it going to be successful like Multiverses? That's another game I've been playing. We'll talk about that a little bit, but Rumbleverse, you know, is it going to have that appeal to where people just going to keep playing it? You know, have you tried it out yet or?
No, I haven't tried Rumbleverse. Multiverse, I fired it. I downloaded it, fired it up, but I didn't even get a chance to play. I had to go off and do something else. But that's why I asked you about the licensed characters, because like Multiverse almost seems like a cheat code. You know what I mean?
Multiverse got, it's Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, shoot, they can have Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that seems like, so you know, you make a game and you're like, okay, you know, if somebody even describing it to you, they like, okay, it's Smash Brothers, but you get to play with like all your favorite cartoon people from like the past 20 years, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna play, I'm in, you know what I mean? That's what I mean. It's like almost a cheat code with them be able to use all these licensed characters, like our favorite character. I mean, they brought the Gremlins in the other day. That's crazy.
Comes in, I think, later. And Black Adam.
Yeah, Black Adam. I mean, you got Tom and Jerry. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's rumored that some Mortal Kombat, some other more, you know, DC characters. Well, they already got a DC character now. Black Adam is going to be added. So that's a DC character.
They got they got Batman and Harley Quinn on there too?
Harley Quinn. They got one more Flash. Or no, not Flash. Superman. They got Superman.
Yeah. So that was just crazy to me, this game. So I'm definitely going to check that one out.
Tasmanian Devil.
So that's what I was wondering about Multiverses. Is it like going to try to follow that path, you know?
Multiverses is a game where they're gonna
Rumbleverse,
people say this, like, oh, it's better than Smash Brothers. If it had all the characters, if it had like 70 something characters and maps, then yeah, Smash Brothers like should be shaking right now if they did, but they don't. The game gets really it gets really repetitive because a lot of the players, like, they use the cheap characters, and that's what they do. They use like the little spam moves. That's the only problem I have with it. It's not as many characters, like, you know, and they say it's going to get there, and I understand it's beta. Yeah. So, you know, they're going to nerf a lot of these characters. They got like a lot of these cheap moves. But from playing Smash Bros., I went back and started playing Smash Bros. When I started playing this game a little bit. And this game got a lot more better servers. That's another cheat kind of, this game got better servers. Because, you know, Smash Bros. Is on that Nintendo Switch service, so...
But, yeah, nothing going to scare Nintendo.
Don't know where somebody at when they play that game. Yeah. Nurse office, they outside at the park, they on their Sprint, or
whatever, yeah.
Home server. You don't know what kind of service they on.
You know, they playing it off a hotspot.
I be playing that game online, and it's like, some matches are good, and then some matches are slow motion. So, I haven't played that in Multiverses at all. Like, every match I play is clean.
Yeah.
It's clean. It's fast. Smash Brothers is more, the levels and stuff like that is more detailed, I say. And the characters got more of a variety of moves.
Well, yeah, of course.
But Multiverses is up there, though. We might have this conversation in another year that game might be up there with Smash Brothers. But I don't think that game would be better. I don't think.
Well, yet. I mean, also, Multiverses is a free-to-play game. You have to pretty much... Don't you have to buy like a lot of the characters, like these extra characters?
You can buy the characters, or you can do the daily challenges, which that gets people to stay on there more. You can do daily challenges to get the points. I got like four characters so far, and I haven't even bought the season pass. I just been earning them, just earning. Then you earn points by winning, stuff like that. So, and, you know,
so like,
they got it? People on there that you want to legit buy. Like, you know, like who don't want to buy like LeBron James from Space Jam or Superman or, you know.
Well, who's like the default character they give you?
They,
like when you turn on a game free starting out.
They do like Pelicans, a game called Pelicans, or I can't think of the other games, but they do rotation. Like, I think Killer Instinct did it too, I think. They rotate the characters like every like week or 2 weeks like that. So you really don't get a feel. Like, you know, you get to play with a character and all of a sudden you're used to the character, then all of a sudden next week, oh, you know, these couple of characters are free. What? Like, I never played with those. So, you know, but if you play the game enough, you can buy the characters you want. Like, it's not hard. It's not hard, but it takes, you know, a little time, you know, unless you just want to buy the battle pass or I think the starter kit. I think it's like $39.99 or something like that. And a lot of people went with that because you get all the future characters and stuff like that.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing that with the, you know, the starter kit thing, but then like it's so many other games coming out. You got Saints Row, you got Splatoon 3, you got NBA. So we'll talk about that stuff later though.
Okay. Well, so is Rumbleverse the same setup? Like you have to buy with the packs and all that,
they got packs and season
and battle passes.
What is it called? The battle pass, which is like that standard for video games.
Yeah, now
when you buy a game, it got battle pass.
I can't stand it. I know.
They got the emos and stuff like that in that game and multiverses. I think the emos though, it's not like Fortnite. They stick to their characters.
Yeah, so, like, it ain't like Batman everybody can. Yeah,
emos. He does like. Can't make Batman do all these weird dances and stuff.
Yeah.
Not yet, at least. But yeah,
you know,
so
it's coming.
It has all the standard stuff. All the standard. It's a standard free to play, which to me, we're in a day and age of free to play. Free to play is like the most popular games going right now. I think that game hit 10 million in a week, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
And you know Nintendo is watching somewhere, looking at them numbers. Like,
man, but look, my theory on Nintendo is that they don't care. Like Nintendo knows what they got, and they just be like, you know, they don't care what nobody else doing. They gonna do what Nintendo does because it always works. You know,
Smash Brothers has almost endless characters in that game. They added Banjo and all these other characters
except for
and
Luigi.
Stuff like that. Like Smash Bros. Is not worried at the end of the day. No. They might have an eye looking, you know, at it and stuff like that. But this game screams Smash Brother clone. Everything about it, the dodge button. Like when I picked this game up, I didn't even hardly go to tutorial. I knew how to play
this
because
I
played Smash.
Gotcha.
So it's you if you're a Smash Brother veteran, you'll be naturally good at this game. You know, you could use your Smash Bros. Skills to this game. This game is slower paced more than Smash, but I ain't gonna lie to you. Nintendo's probably not worried.
Like, nah,
Nintendo's more worried about maybe the free to play aspect of the game and maybe the player count.
Man, they didn't sold. Yeah, I mean, copies they didn't sold of Smash Bros. They not worried about that.
Smash Bros. Has been evil. This game has already been banned already from evil because there's so many like cheap characters and cheap moves in the game.
Yeah.
Smash Bros. Is not worried. I mean, it's a good game though. It's really good. I highly recommend it though.
All right, cool. So what else? Or that pretty much wraps it.
I pretty much wrapped the just playing. I've been playing one more game. I've been playing a lot more of is Guilty Gear Strive. I've been playing that.
I used to play it back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, Guilty Gear is really good. They just added new season 2 to that. More characters. I think 2 new maps. Evil just happened a couple of weeks ago and they added to King of Fighters. I haven't bought that game yet, but King of Fighters added crossplay, which got me interested in it even more now. And then Guilty Gear, they added season 2. So when I seen season 2, that's why I jumped into season 2. And you know, I haven't bought it yet, but they got like new stuff on the game you can see and stuff like that. And they always promote that on the game that it's best fighting game of the year because it won fighting game of the year. So they won't let you forget that. And then other than that, the last game I've been playing is Blood Hunt. Okay. The Masquerade, Blood Hunt, Battle Royale. And
Oh, yeah. It's a beta, huh? Is it that one?
That's a beta, and it started on PC.
Yeah.
And that game is pretty good.
That's like, that Vampire Battle Royale or something?
Yeah, they added more stuff to it to get people to play it more. They added a deathmatch, and that makes the game a lot better for me because, you know, in these Battle Royale games, sometimes when you get, like, you know, when you find people, sometimes, you know, you're not used to it or you're still trying to get the hang of it. When you play a team deathmatch on the game, you die, come back, you can pick up different guns. You can, you know, get more of a feel of it. So I think that helps a lot with that game.
Yeah. Hear you. All right. Well, this week, man, I actually got to play video games. So that's always a plus, you know, instead of just reading about them. And man, I'll be honest. And people that listen to the show knows that I have had a rather difficult relationship with Nintendo over the years. But I've been on my Switch a lot, like this past week. I have. And I picked it back up because I said, you know, I was playing stuff, you know, I was trying to play stuff on my PlayStation, my Xbox, but you know, you have to be sitting by your PlayStation or Xbox, and I'm always on the go or I'm doing something or whatever. So I said, man, I'm gonna start using this damn Switch again, and I start grabbing it. You know, just on the go when I go to, you know, take the kids to soccer, I'll sit there and with it or whatever. So I've been on the Switch a lot, man. I've been playing Luigi's Mansion. I got like a quarter of the way through it when it came out a couple years ago, and I've been trying to finish it up. And I gotta admit, man, it's fun. I mean, the Switch, I can see why the Switch is so beloved. You know what I mean? It is fun when you get the right game that you get into it. You know, you do have fun with it. It's a blast. But so I've been playing a lot of that, a lot of Mario Kart with the kids. They didn't got back into that, so they want to play Mario Kart every 5 minutes with me.
I've been playing a little bit of Mario Kart a little bit. I've been playing the rank or the online of it.
Yeah.
Just because the fact that they had those new maps that just came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna try that. I'm trying to play the,
you can play the new maps for free. On if you play like the online,
yeah, I'm trying that.
You just can't play like if you like playing with your kids, you gotta buy them. You can't play them private.
So, yeah, because you know, I was gonna go ahead and buy the Nintendo Online expansion pack, you know, but I was like, man, I really don't want to. Like,
I just can't make myself spend $60 on Switch just to play.
I know, because the only thing, the only thing I want is those maps. So I was like, well, I can buy the maps for like $25, you know, just the maps. But then I was like, once I play them, though, is it really like worth it? Is this something I'm going to like play and then keep going back to? I mean, the kids,
it's worth the $25 or how much you said, $29?
Like, yeah, it's like $24.99, I think.
It's worth it because you get like all like 60 or how many maps is it?
I don't even know. So I don't know. I might end up just going ahead and going that route. I don't know about paying
for 60. You get them all, so it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't know about paying $60 for the year of Nintendo for like you say, like old Sega Genesis and N64 games and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I'll go ahead and pay the $20 because I like, you know, to go back and play some of the older Nintendo games and the Super Nintendo games. But I don't know about that $60. I don't know, man.
The 20 is a lot better, but if you like actually playing those games, Sega Genesis and all that stuff like that, then it's worth it. Cause they added like the online has been added with the 20, but I think with the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo, or I forgot the N64, was it?
Yeah, N64. Yeah,
they added 4 players online with those. So
yeah,
I mean, if you play with your friends and stuff like that, then yeah, that's cool.
I hate Nintendo had to make this decision so difficult for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't question this when it comes to PlayStation or Xbox. I just, you know, I buy it for a year and move on with life because I know I'm going to use it eventually. You know what I? But Nintendo just makes these decisions so hard for us, man. Like, do I want to pay for that? I don't know, man. It's Nintendo, you know. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
2 years ago, it would have been easy for me. But now it's like I play more my PlayStation and, you know, the Xbox. And
yeah,
it kind of died out with the first party games for me a little bit. I'm not big into Pokemon, Monster Hunters. And a lot of these games come out and they're good, but they're just not for me. So
yeah. Yeah.
I'm just looking at them like,
But I liked Mario Odyssey. I really liked that, but you know, I beat it. And then, like I said,
my favorite games.
I'm working on Luigi's Mansion right now, playing a little Mario Kart. I want to get, but I don't want to pay $60 for it. Kirby, The Forgotten Land or whatever. I want to get that.
I'm not gonna lie, that game was really, really good. I played the demo and was like,
I did too. Yeah.
I looked at the price tag when they said it was like a 6 hour game or something like that for $60.
I was at a Walmart, man. I ain't seen this in a long time. I was at a Walmart and they actually had a Nintendo Switch on display where you can go in and pick the games off the screen to play, you know? Yeah. So I went in and I picked Kirby and I was playing Kirby for about, man, I stayed there about 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes.
They don't have Kirby. That out there? Out here, we got those.
Nah, not here. I was in Louisiana and they had it at a Walmart in Louisiana. And but here in Texas, nah, man, they don't do the video game display thing anymore. I don't see it around my local Walmart.
They do it more at GameStop, but we have some of them.
Yeah, I see them at GameStop sometimes. And different GameStops, but not in Walmarts like that, like it used to be, you know?
Yeah, Walmart, we actually had plans to, they had plans to put the displays on there, but then COVID hit, and that's what kind of messed that up.
Yeah, so I played it there, and I was like, man, I'm really enjoying this game, but I was like, $60. So what I think I'm going to do is go on, like, Facebook Marketplace, try to see if I can get it for, like, maybe 40, 30, something like that. You know, used or something.
From what I played,
but I just can't do six. I just can't do 60 for a Nintendo Switch game, man. I'm sorry, unless it's like a Mario, like an Odyssey or something. But yeah. I just can't do it for these little, you know, like you say, 6 hour games and all that. I can't do it. Yeah, I can't Stray justify
was
it.
Was only $30 if you bought it.
Yeah, I know. $60. I know. It's kind of that's crazy. So
that's Nintendo though. Nintendo put that once they got that name that Nintendo on it, you know, and it's not going to go down.
No,
it's,
man,
it's not like when Black Friday is going to come, Kirby's going to be $30 or
no,
and they might don't be $55.
Man, I didn't bought and sold Mario Kart so many times over the years. We got like three copies sitting around here, but I wanted one that was digital, you know, just on there because the kids take the car, they leave it in their stuff. I got to go find the car, you know, and all that. So yeah. I said, man, I'm going to go. I said, man, I don't want to spend $60 again on Mario Kart. But luckily this week they had a sale at Best Buy and I think even in the eShop where it was $39.99. And then, of course, I always got Best Buy money from, you know, something. So I ended up paying like, I don't know, $25 for it or whatever, $20. So that was cool. I was happy to get a deal on that. But, man, I don't know about that. It's $59.99 for a Nintendo game. It's rough. I don't even like paying full price for PlayStation and Xbox games like that. So, yeah. It's rough. Last game I bought was Elden Ring, I think, at full price. And I don't even think I paid full price for that. I think I had, like, GameStop money or something. So.
Yeah, Elden Ring, at least you know that game is worth it, though.
Yeah. You can play that for years and years. Yeah, But, yeah, man. So, that and the last thing I got back into a little bit was and I'm thinking about I know it sounds crazy, but I'm actually thinking about buying this year is Madden. They dropped the demo, you know, they give the free trial on EA for like 10 hours or whatever. So I hopped in that for like an hour and some yesterday, and man, I was really having a good time, man. I forgot how much fun I used to have playing Madden. So I'm thinking about maybe buying Madden this year. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm thinking about it, though. But, yeah, Madden, it was all right.
Madden, the thing about Madden is it's kind of like NBA 2K.
Yeah.
Like, if you wait like a month or so, it'll be cheaper.
Oh, yeah. It'll be down, like, yeah.
I know you can wait on the game. Oh, yeah. So, I will just wait.
Yeah. When I say getting it this year, I don't mean right. I ain't paying $60.
Yeah, I mean, if you just got money, you just got money like that. Hey,
no, I ain't paying $69.99 for that. No. I'll wait till it get down to that nice, comfortable 40, you know?
That's one thing about sports games. Like, you know, a lot of people, they know they buy the sports games instantly. Like, you know, if you like a hardcore Madden fan,
because most people who play sports games, all their friends playing them. You know what I mean? So, you know. It's kind of like Call of Duty, you know? You buy Call of Duty so you can play with your squad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I might get this year's Call of Duty. My coworker, he wants me to hop in with him and everything. So,
I plan on it.
Yeah, I'll probably be getting that. Matter of fact, we will be having an episode on that when it comes out for a review, because I'm going to have him on and stuff to talk, because he heavy into it. I know you heavy into it. So that'll make it for a good episode.
We both got PlayStation, and
yeah,
we PlayStation get the beta a week early. So I mean, I give you your, you know,
yeah,
time to see if you want to buy the game or not. And then I think they announced you get the story mode early too, a week early before the multiplayer. I guess they're doing something new.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they, if you pre-order the game or something like that, you get the story early.
I mean, I bought the last one.
I guess.
Yeah, I bought the 2019 Modern Warfare. I bought that at full price. I bought it, and I didn't regret it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the story.
I bought Vanguard, and I love Vanguard. Vanguard didn't even have a story.
Oh, it didn't? Vanguard didn't have a story? It just had multiplayer? Vanguard
just had, I think, multiplayer, zombies. I'm not sure. I don't think Vanguard had a story.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought they put stories in all of them now.
You know what? I don't know. They might. Don't.
Okay, I won't quote you on that.
I think they did have a story.
Not a story you played anyway, huh?
I don't play the Call of Duty stories as much. The last one I did play is where they did shoot up the airport and all that, you know, stuff like that. And this is the same one.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wonder, are they going to, you know, I haven't really read into this game that much, but I wonder, are they going to have all that stuff to it? But this game is like a reimagine of that game, right? It's not a remaster.
Of the original two.
Yeah,
I thought it was a direct sequel to the 2019 one. Like they just picking up right off from where they left off. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but this game is they got dead characters and stuff. The people that died already.
Oh, it's really? Like, oh, okay. And you got me. Okay.
Yeah, they're like alive in this game again. Some of the characters. So I'm assuming it's like a reimagine of it. It's not a remaster.
Yeah. All right. All right, man. Let's go ahead and we'll get into some news this week. What's going on, man? What you got? You got anything? What you got?
They had that THQ Norton last week.
Yeah.
And you know, me being a wrestling fan on there was kind of disappointing a little bit. AEW had their little video with the showcase, and
yeah,
they showed their game, you know, and it was cool. They show weapons and the grappling system and a match. But the thing about it was that leaked 2 weeks ago. And it was all over the internet. And anybody, gaming, wrestling fans, already seen it.
Oh, so, wow.
When you hype up an event and it's the same video, it's like, man, that's it? Like, they could have edited and changed. You know what? This leaked. It ain't like leaked like small. It was big. It was all over the place. So, all over video game sites, everything. So,
so it was cool. So it was the same thing they had showed already, or
same thing, because it was a video with Britt Baker and Tony Schiavone, and dragged them in a room and it was like, hey, look at this right here, you know, this is the AEW game. And then they showed a trailer and it was like 2 weeks ago, like, oh, like that's good, that's, you know, that's cool. And all of a sudden 2 weeks later, all this event,
and this thing is like their so this was at their showcase, like THU showcase show.
Yeah, they showed, I don't want to get into detail. I don't remember everything, but they showed a bunch of games a lot of people didn't care for.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't, I didn't hear nothing about it, so it must not have been that great.
Wreck Nation was one of the games. It's like a map of the United States. You can like create like different tracks and stuff like that. And I seen the number today. It's only like 8 players in a lobby. So I'm like, that's kind of disappointing.
Mm.
They didn't. It wasn't like a cool event, I say. Like it showed a bunch of like these games that people didn't care for.
Yeah,
you didn't hear about it. That tells you a lot right there.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I listen to different video game podcasts and stuff all week and see the news. I ain't hear nothing about it. So, well,
yeah, it was big for wrestling fans just because, you know, we thought we was gonna get some new stuff.
So, so does this make you kind of skeptical on AEW or?
Nah, it's a leak. It leaked 2 weeks. I mean, to me, if I was AEW, I would have changed it or something, or did something to it. But I guess that's what happened when, like, you know, a movie trailer leaked or something like that. You know, you just got to put it out.
So, yeah, you ain't got nothing else. I mean, what else can you do, right? So, you know, do you think this, and I understand that, you know, WWE been doing this a little longer, but do you think, so WWE, what is this, 22? That game, yeah. I played that game. That game was really good. Like, that brought me back into wrestling games. Like, I was, you know, I was into that. And, yeah, it definitely brought me back into wrestling games. And I ain't been in a wrestling game since, you know, not the WWE that sucked really bad, but probably the one before that, you know. So, Do you think that's going to be able to stand up to, I think the AEW game is going to be a stand up to WWE 22?
The real question is it going to be able to stand up to 23, really? The PlayStation, recently they just had, like, I guess they call it a data mine.
Yeah.
They go in, and PlayStation had a February release date for AEW, which to me it's kind of bad because 2K23 is coming out in March. So, you know, you got this game that's, like, you know, still new, and this is their first game.
Hold on, that 2K23 March of next year?
Yep. They skipped it this year because it came out in March this year.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, 2K normally drop in, like, October or something, you know?
Yeah, the new one came out this March. It came out late. Remember, it got delayed.
Yeah.
They just released, like, I think Take-Two or something had, like, a event. Not an event, but they had a, like, their schedule, their event schedule or whatever up. Like, they showed, like, their schedule of games. And 2K23 was on there for a March release date.
Oh, wow. This is official. Man, I'm already seeing it. I thought it was coming out soon because I'm already seeing 22 is, like, on sale, you know, like $20, $15 and all that now. So I thought
they wasn't going to do that. I don't think they wasn't going to do that because their new DLC just came out. It'd be kind of weird to have a game in March and then, oh, yeah, we got this game in November or October. Okay.
I mean, that makes sense. I didn't realize it came out so late. It's just normally when you start seeing it on sale so low and it was on Game Pass for a while, you know, and all that, they're getting ready to do the 23. I didn't realize it was all the way to March.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying it's kind of bad for AEW because it's their first game. And, you know, a lot of the rumors have been saying November, but in the PlayStation data mine, it says March, February. So, like, you know, are people going to buy this game? Are people going to buy it and drop it in a month?
But
the one thing about this game, I would say I give it a little hope, is this game is new, but the developer who's is made all the wrestling game WWE games.
Yeah, some of the greats, yeah.
SmackDown versus Raws, the 2Ks. So,
yeah.
I give it, like, I always got that in the back of my head. And then they got AKI working with them too, which you can clearly see in the gameplay trailers that this game is inspired big time by No Mercy. Really, really good.
Yeah.
A lot of people say the graphics are kind of, some people are big on graphics and it's not like all the, like, the best. But it's not meant to be the best. It's meant to look like the classic games with modern day graphics. And if you look at it that way, the game looks damn good. Like, you know, you can see the characters if you even go on your PlayStation or Xbox and look at the screenshots. They look really, really nice. So, and this game got a lot of modes, a lot of modes. The barbed wire deathmatch is it seemed like the highlight mode. And they always say they're going to add more. But they got all the typical Battle Royals, the Triple Threats, Fatal 4-Ways, Tag, and then Co-op Online. They announced this right here to the game, which WWE don't even do. They got daily challenges and weekly events.
Yeah. Okay.
The 2K don't do that at all. They don't even put nothing. One bad thing about 2K is they don't push their online for nothing. They don't talk about their online. They don't have events or nothing like that. So, you know, they push that game as more of an offline game. And, you know, I think they got a fighting chance. I think the promoting the game, I think they need to put some more money and time into the next AEW game because the advertising to this game has been horrible.
Yeah, I noticed it had, like, in the beginning, it was all, like, I heard a lot of buzz about it, and then it just kind of fell off. And
they hyped it up. That's where they spent all their money at the beginning, and you really don't got nothing to show at the beginning. So you should just wait. You know, they were showing the characters moving with the green characters, you know, not even fully in the game, and showing how the music is made and how the mat sounds on the characters.
Yeah.
Who cares about all that stuff? Yeah. We don't want to, like, as a wrestling fan and a gamer, you don't want to hear about all the, that's how the sound, that's how they got the audio. In the
game.
I want to see trailers and footage. Like, you know, they announced they got story mode. They got mini games and stuff like that. Yeah, so now, this week coming up, or next week, they announced, one thing they announced is they got the game at GamesCon and it's going to be public.
Okay.
So, well, you're going to be able to just stand in line and play it. So
it'll be some good hands on. Okay. That'll be
this
good.
This is the real test that is going to make the game or break it. Like, if people are going to trash it or not. But one thing, I'm going to talk about one more thing before we end it with this game, is if you was making a game and you know it's kind of bad, would you put it in the public like that or?
No, but it has been done before.
You know? But that can break a game, though. That can kill it right there.
Yeah.
If that game is so bad at GamesCon and people trash it so much, people are not going to even buy that game. It might get canceled.
Yeah, we have seen it happen before where games come and, you know, people play them hands on and they're like, nah, it's broken. Like, you know. And then
if anything, I'll say
gets canceled, pushed back, or whatever.
It might be a little glitchy, but these are some of these coming from the best developers in the world. Like, I think for wrestling,
I think the one that comes off, I can think off the top of my head here recently was, Prince of Persia. They did a remake of Prince of Persia and then they put it out like at one of these events or whatever and hands on and people was just like, nah, like no.
That game got announced for last year. Yeah. Only.
And it was
Ubisoft dropped it, I think. I don't even think Ubisoft was doing it now.
Yeah, and it still ain't seen the light of day, and it probably won't. It just, you know, but yeah, people will test the waters and put their bad game out there just to see that if they can get one over, and most of the time it don't work out.
My theory is this game got some of the best developers working behind it, AKI and Ukes. I think for sure this game is going to be really, really good. I think, and then you got Kenny Omega, which I don't know if you know Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega is really big in games. Like, you know, he's big in the gaming world.
Okay.
He's big on Street Fighter and stuff like that. I don't think they will release this game to the public knowing it's that bad. You know,
all we can do is hope.
It ain't like behind closed doors. Yeah, this is public, they said.
They ain't trying to pull a Cyberpunk, huh? What they like.
Nah. And it looked fun. From the video, it looked fun. So, it looked like is this gonna be No Mercy, the game we've been wanting, like, you know, Def Jam Vendetta, No Mercy and stuff like that. Like, is this the modern day? Is this a newer version of that game? And if it is, they got a hit because a lot of wrestling fans, they love buying the old school wrestling games. Buy the old retro Mania and have fun with those games. So, and this game is meant to look like, you know, like a No Mercy, Def Jam Vendetta with the modern graphics. So,
okay.
And it's coming to Switch too, which that's a plus.
Yeah.
If it's big on Switch, I always say if it's good on the Switch, that's an extra $60 part for me. Just I can play it at
work. You can play it on the go. Yeah.
If they do it good, that'd be plus. Cause I mean, 2K failed me on that one. Yeah. For wrestling.
I think, that's what I've been liking. Like I said before, I've been back on the Switch a little bit and just like, I don't get the game. I got tired of not being in the game as much as I want. And just, man, just having that Switch on the go is so handy. So I think that's going to be the thing, at least until I get my hands on a Steam Deck, you know.
Sometimes a Switch could change. They can get that second money. You know, I bought this game on Xbox and it's so fun that, you know,
I want to be
able to buy it on Switch. Cause you know, like I got a couple people from my job that bought MLB The Show on Switch because
they can play it at work.
The file transfer, it stays the same. So you play a season game tonight, you can play one on your break, you know, on the Switch. So, and that counts in your season. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, look, I got a story for you here. I definitely want to get this one off before we go. But, you know, I got some other stuff too. But Days Gone is getting a movie. I know you played Days Gone. I know you was a fan of Days Gone. But they are actually going to make a movie out of it.
I was kind of weird at first. I mean, I was kind of like, so you say you're not giving me a sequel.
To the game, but you're going to give me a movie?
Make a movie, which it gives me hope. They gonna have a sequel now, you know.
Yeah. I think they just trying to push that, you know, PlayStation Studios initiative, you know, and they just need content. So,
to me, you're not gonna push this game to have a movie. And I'm just skipping that. I'm just guessing. This movie is successful, and that's it. Okay, Days Gone. Game is good. The movie was good too, but we're not gonna give you a sequel. The sequel is coming.
Yeah,
sequel is coming.
Even if they weren't planning on having a sequel, and this movie's successful, it will be a sequel. You know what I mean? That's just
I think they're working on a sequel secretly. I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to shock. Once
the PC version hit and it came out the PS5, the upgrade or whatever, people went crazy over the game. And the only reason why people didn't like this game was because it was broke on PS4, and they fixed it late.
Yeah.
Well, that's their fault.
I heard it did pretty good in sales, though.
The game did really good at sales, and they ignored it. Like, they just didn't hype it up at all. Like, they didn't announce the numbers, or it's like they just like, oh, like,
yeah.
PlayStation is kind of weird a little bit. Like, in the past, they're not known for hyping games up. Resistance Fall or Resistance 3, Twisted Metal when it came out. Like, a lot of these people didn't know when these games came out. Like, you know, you didn't even know it was a new Twisted Metal.
No, I did not.
It would have been on chips and different stuff, you know, you probably would have seen it.
Yeah.
YouTube but they didn't. They didn't put that much money. PlayStation, a lot of their stuff used to go work through like what do you call it? Like word of mouth. That's how they used to get a lot of their games out there, the word of mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just a way of saving money and promoting games, because you know, you put a lot of money into a game. You know, you put a lot of money into something, it works.
Like, yeah.
You know, I buy a bag of Doritos and you know, monsters. I see Halo all over the place. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's like, man,
a year before
this game everywhere.
A year before it come out.
Let me try. You know, I see all the. Oh, damn! Every time I'm on Twitch, I see a Halo trailer.
Yeah.
So that works sometimes, but sometimes word of mouth is the easiest way too. You know.
Yeah.
If the game is really, really good, which Twisted Metal wasn't that good like that. So, but to me, you can't announce this movie. A game is making a movie. And then not, you know, got to give a sequel to that game. Like, the game is so good. The story is so good. Like,
I don't know. I'm not overly shocked if it gets a sequel, man. But here's another one, man.
The story of the game and the gameplay. And if you like Uncharted and Last of Us, it's very similar gameplay.
Here's another one I'll get your opinion on. Death Stranding is coming to PC Game Pass. Oh, look at that. Death Stranding. What's going on now? How we like you that
wanna,
Game Pass
you,
now?
You want the counter to that is it's the old version of the game. It's not even the newer version. Look,
it don't matter. Hello, it don't matter.
And you gotta have a PC. You gotta have a PC. It's not on PlayStation. Look, it's not on Xbox.
It don't matter at this point. We got Death Stranding, a PlayStation exclusive, coming on over to Game Pass.
But you know what though? It's a PlayStation exclusive, but it's not a developer though.
Nah, it's not. It's Kojima.
And it's a good thing.
He's pretty independent.
It's good for PlayStation though too. Though they get a cut.
I'm pretty sure they get a cut. But I'm wondering
old as hell.
Death Stranding. I started playing that last week. I started playing it a little bit, and it's like. It's not really like gameplay. It's just more like watching a movie. But I'm still
the newer one. They added more action and more stuff to it.
Yeah,
didn't like. And
I'm more interested, but I am gonna keep playing because I'm interested to see what his story is going. You know, it's like watching a good sci-fi movie. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, a lot of people called that game. A lot of people called it when it came out. They called it an Uber.
Yeah, a walking simulator. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what it was.
It was like it's like Uber or whatever. Yeah. You just delivering stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much you're doing. But yeah,
I see videos and stuff. They got boss battles and other stuff.
So you had God of War came to PC, last month? Something like that? So I'm wondering.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was this month.
But then they have, you said last month. Yeah,
didn't they have God of War come last month too?
Wasn't that a few months ago?
A few months ago? Okay. So we got God of War, Spider-Man. I mean, PlayStation is starting to put their stuff on PC. Do you think we're going to see more of it going to Game Pass PC? What you think about that? Like, would you see Spider-Man on Game Pass PC? You think that's going to happen one day?
I think it's kind of weird. Maybe. It's kind of weird that they do it on Game Pass PC, but I keep forgetting they got their own separate thing. It ain't just Game Pass, period.
No.
I don't know. To me, they had, I guess people that looked into the data mine of Spider-Man when it came out, and it had, like, a PlayStation. It said PlayStation PC, so I guess they're getting ready to release a lot more. I'm not sure if it's going to be on Game Pass, but...
So, I'm wondering if PC... So, like, PlayStation Plus...
Give the money.
Wonder if PlayStation Plus doesn't have, like, a PC version, right? They just, like, on the console.
Not yet.
So, I'm wondering if they're, like, kind of... are they doing it for that? Like, it's going to be like PlayStation Plus PC. You know what I mean? Like, and then they're going to be like, kind of like exactly what Game Pass is. You got Game Pass, but then you got Game Pass Ultimate that covers cloud gaming, PC. You know, they even got games that are exclusive to just PC on Game Pass. So I'm wondering if they're going to do that, or will we see a lot of more of these crossovers, like, you know, their games coming over to Game Pass just for the PC side, though, not the console side. So I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, they might do that.
Yeah. Game Pass seems to be working. That, you know, that's the point of how it is. It seems to be like working very well. You know, I know people will be like, I'm not sure how they're making money and all that, but they apparently are making money.
I guess they pay you money. I don't know how it works. They never said it, but
I heard a little bit of it.
Some kind of money to.
Oh, yeah. I heard they pay the developers, and then, you know, your game's on there for whatever amount of time. You know, stuff. That's how they do that. Now, how they making the money back, I don't know. And I don't know if anybody knows how many of this is working into like subscriptions. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know.
I'll say this though. They pay the money to get the games on there, but PlayStation's been paying the money to keep the games off, or keep the games yeah. from not making it
big. Yeah. So last week, yeah, let's touch on that a little
That's
bit.
That's a big story. You can't ignore that.
Okay, let's not ignore that. So last week a little story came out that PlayStation was paying to block developers for putting their games on Game Pass. So and maybe not just Game Pass, maybe just any, you know, subscription service. But I mean, okay.
And it's not an old story. I mean it's a new story.
But it ain't
they've been doing it for years.
I mean, people have been
playing with the last Resident Evil game.
I mean, people have been playing.
People don't realize that they did it with the last Resident Evil game. The last Resident Evil was originally supposed to come to Game Pass like day one, but they said so. It was articles I read that Sony made sure that game didn't come.
But that should tell you right there that Game Pass is working. Whatever business model, however they doing it, it's working, because PlayStation wouldn't be worried about it if it wasn't. You know what I mean? They wouldn't care what went there, because they winning anyway. But, you know, they are realizing, and I'm glad PlayStation's actually like, hold on a minute, like, we ain't gonna let this get out of hand, you know, like, I know we still in the lead, but, you know, let's not let this get crazy now. They can't just be taking everything, and they are putting some money, you know, into it to try to, you know, fight back, you know, and, you know,
yeah,
and all
plus,
that.
Plus, so. I've been seeing little ads for it and little stuff like that, and
yeah,
like, I haven't heard nobody say nothing bad about it.
No, I played, man. I'm loving my play. Like I said, I downloaded Death Stranding. I played a little bit of God of War here now, just getting ready for God of War 2.
And they're still releasing good free games too.
Yeah,
like, you know, I just got Tony Hawk. I just downloaded Tony Hawk and what's the Little Nightmares?
Yeah, that's another thing. PlayStation Plus killed it this month, man. Killed it with their free games. You got what? Tony Hawk. Little Nightmares.
I played that a little bit.
And what was the other one?
I played it a little bit.
It was another good game. They got that third good game. What was it?
It's another good game. I just can't think of.
Oh, man. Hold on. It's going to bother me. Yeah, keep talking. I got it. But yeah, it was Tony Hawk, Little Nightmares, and something. But yeah, that I can say that PlayStation Plus is way better than Games with Gold. Games with Gold ain't giving. They don't even worry about it no more. They give you some old Xbox 3 games. Like, they don't even care no more.
Yeah,
I tell you that
Game Pass has been big help to them. Like a lot of these like smaller games, like Power Wash Simulator.
Yeah.
It would not have been that popular if people had to buy it.
Yeah, and it's become very popular because Lawnmower Simulator, Power Wash. I mean, playing those simulation games. They're nice. They're relaxing. You know, it ain't like you can just put it on. You don't have to think about a whole bunch of stuff. I really like those games, but yeah, man, it's crazy. That it's crazy to me that Death Stranding is coming to PC Game Pass, though. That is kind of crazy. This is what we are now.
I forgot his name. Got a really good relationship.
Kojima, the developer.
Yeah, Kojima. He came out and like when the PlayStation, you know, fanboys or whatever got mad that they was making an exclusive game to Xbox. He came out and said he got a good relationship with PlayStation. So that means he got a good relationship with both of them. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he works for himself. I mean, you can't get mad at him. Oh, you know, he's doing an exclusive game for Xbox. You know, this dude is like gave PlayStation so many good games. You know, ain't no wrong with giving Xbox a good game. I mean, Insomnia gave Xbox one of their best exclusives last gen. You know, that was Sunset Overdrive.
People Yakuza Like a Dragon. That was the other game they gave. This month.
Well, they was made by Sega, I think, those games, Yakuza's or...
No. I'm talking about for what we was talking about on the PlayStation Plus this month. Tony Hawk, Like a Dragon, and Little Nightmares. Man, that's like all... That's two AAA games, pretty much. I mean, you can argue Tony Hawk might be a double A or something, even though it's a remake. But man, that's two very popular games that they gave up.
Tony Hawk's considered AAA. That game was like, it changed its time when it came out. And then the remaster was like really, really big.
Yeah.
People said.
But man, PlayStation Plus, they killed it. I give it to them, man.
I thought that was part of Plus when I seen it. I didn't know they was the free game.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought.
So Tony Hawk is mine once I click on this.
Yeah, really. When I read it, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's coming to PS Plus. Then I said, oh, hold on a minute. You mean that's free? I was like, oh, man. Especially Like a Dragon. Not that old. Though. What?
They added all the Yakuza games to Plus, though.
Yeah.
Game Pass got them already.
Game Pass had them already, but yeah. I never played any.
PlayStation had Yakuza first, so.
I tried playing. A lot of people
play those games, but now you can download them, I guess.
I tried playing some of them, but I don't like the subtitles. I heard Like a Dragon is dubbed, though, like it's in English. But the other ones are like in subtitles, and I just can't get into it. I can't sit there and read for hours. So that's why I never really like got into the Yakuzas.
One thing I want to ask you, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read anything about that new Ghost of Tsushima movie?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What do you think about Sony agreeing with the subtitle, making it a subtitle movie?
I agree. I mean, it's on par for the time. I mean, people weren't speaking English over there. I mean, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm kind of kudos kinda to them.
Weird that the game did it, though. The game is English.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, kind of kudos to them because some people, I mean, if you had all Japanese actors, because they said that's what they're trying to do, get all Japanese actors and then had them speaking in English, people are like, oh, they had to whitewash it, you know, whatever.
Well, they don't want Tom Cruise starting in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know,
like a white dude starting in the movie.
What was that? The Last Mohican was like white, you know, that movie. It's crazy. But anyways, or The Last Samurai. When it Tom Cruise? Like he was,
yeah, I think it was Last Samurai.
His Last Samurai. Yeah, he was Tom Cruise, so. But
I'm all for it though. I don't really care if you got to read or not. I mean, if it's a good movie, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I used to watch a lot of Japanese horror movies,
but
you know, all those are subtitles.
You know, it was good on them because they read the climate of today's climate. You know how it is these days, man. So they read the climate and, you know, I think it was a good move. I think so.
You got John Woo doing it. He's like the director or something like that. I'm pretty sure they'll have some English people. They might have some English people in the movie or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll throw something in there. But, I mean, for the time period and everything, it fits, you know? It fits what it is.
I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be really hard getting that movie right because that first movie or the game is really, really good story.
Like, I haven't played it yet.
Story lives up to the hype of the
game. I got it downloaded. I haven't played it yet, though.
Yeah, story is really, really good. Like, they don't have to really be on point with the story because that's what made that game so good was the story. The gameplay was really good, too, but the story is what kept you playing it, though. It was like, man, the story is really good. Like, it's like a revenge type story. So, I wonder if the movie going to be based on the game or is it going to be
it's got to be based on the game somehow, Yeah, it's got to be based on the game somehow. I mean, that's the original medium. That's what people know it from, you know? So it's got to bring in those people.
It's going to be directly from that, though, because then you'll know the movie then for sure, 100%.
I mean, probably not direct. They might change a few things, but it's got to have, like, key elements of the game, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm pretty sure they have the characters and stuff like that, but I wonder, like, are they going to put their own twist? I don't want to see the movie and know everything was going to happen already.
Yeah.
This is when this happened right here, or this is when that character do this. So,
yeah. Remember that knee? I mean, be like that Need for Speed movie. Remember that?
I never even seen
it. Oh, man. Don't bother.
I heard the only thing about that movie is I heard they do their own stunts. I heard the stunts was really good.
Yeah, they don't bother. It wasn't nothing special. But I don't even know what it had to do with Need for Speed, because Need for Speed don't really got a plot to me. You know, like, you just get in your car and go, you know, whatever.
Or Uncharted, you know. Uncharted, I hear Uncharted took a lot of stuff from different
games. Yeah, they took the stuff from, like, it was close enough to the games where if you play the games, you'd be like, oh yeah, you know, like, I know that. But it was also far enough where if you didn't know nothing about the games, you could watch it and still be happy. Yeah. Like, oh cool, you know, it's a cool little Indiana Jones like movie, you know.
I guess they at the same time though, you know, they only got one game to go off of anyway.
But yeah.
I mean, if you just put Ghost of Tsushima name on it and a really good story with those characters,
nobody gonna complain.
Same character, you know. A lot of people, like, you know, when that game came out, they said, they say even Japan gave that game credit. That game was so good. They said, like, they loved that game. Like, the fans of people over there loved it. That game was loved by all, you know, people, all, you know, everywhere.
Man, I'm gonna have to play that game, man. I haven't played it. I'm gonna have to play it. I heard it's really, really good.
And you know what's crazy is that game has been popular even on Facebook and stuff like that. Like, I'm on part of Facebook groups, and a lot of people are loving it on Plus. Like, I didn't play this game back then, and it's on Plus.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you need to play that game. As we talk about,
I'll get on it. All right, man.
I just been playing the DLC recently. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I played some of the DLC. I haven't beat it yet, but. Okay. The game got good co-op too, you know, good co-op stuff to it. It got its own separate co-op story.
Oh, okay. You
know, it's not like, you know, super deep. But yeah, it's co-op. You know, it's a co-op story made just for that, because the game is not co-op. So,
all right, well, man, let's go ahead and wrap it up. It's a few more things in the news, but we'll get to it next week if it's that important.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap. All right, man. Well, I want to appreciate just our first episode together. It went well, I think. And we'll be back next week with all your latest in video gaming.
And you know, let me tell you a little promise. I will have some more material to talk about, a lot more deep, you know, than just, you know. I know you want this show to be more on the fly, right?
Oh,
you want it to be more.
Man, whatever you feel, man. It's whatever.
We're going to talk about some games next week, and they got a lot of I want to talk about Saints Row next week. Saints Row come out Tuesday. So I do want to talk about Saints Row.
You know what? I didn't.
Before we leave, I want your opinion on Saints Row, man, because I forgot about that. Don't you've been trying to dodge that game.
Look, how about when Saints Row come out?
Come out Tuesday.
Okay, let's save that for next week. After it come out, then I give my opinion on Saints Row. I'm not gonna say that. I'm glad they're making another Saints Row. I'll just put it. That's all I'm gonna say right now.
Let me ask you one thing. Uh-huh. Do you like the Saints Row the third?
The third, my favorite, but the only one I ever played completely and beat, and my favorite one, which I played them all, but I played all the way through this one. Was it the third where you start out on the plane and y'all falling out the plane?
Was he it that one, that one, or was it Saints Row music, with the Kanye West music?
Yeah, Power. I think
that
was Power,
the third.
Right? Third, okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
one.
The third one started off. It was a bank robbery scene, and you got on the helicopter. It was crazy. That was one of my favorite game openings ever.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed that one. I really
enjoy that one, then you gonna really enjoy this one. That's what that game is inspired by.
We'll third, see, man.
That's,
why, we'll
that's
see.
What they get. That was one of the best.
Maybe,
ones,
like, maybe it come out Tuesday. You getting it right? Maybe you getting it for PlayStation?
I got
PlayStation?
It already preloaded. I got a countdown on my PS5.
You getting it for PlayStation?
Already done downloading already. It's done.
You got it for PlayStation?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe we can
I'm
do
be
like.
Streaming it. I'm gonna be streaming
they,
it.
Don't they got like a game share or something? Maybe we could do something like that, so I could, you know, check it out. Yeah. So we'll do something. Maybe we'll do something like that. I'll check it out, and then we'll come back next week and we'll talk about it.
We'll so next week, a little preview. We'll have Saints Row mini review. I ain't going to say it over. You know, I probably going to beat it in a week. We both work and stuff like that.
Yeah. It ain't going to be. Yeah, it ain't gonna get beat.
You know, one thing, I will say one thing about me, a fun factor about me is I pay $60 or $70 for a game. I like to enjoy it. Yeah. I don't want to beat a game on a weekend. If I want to beat a game on a weekend, I go Redbox it.
Yeah,
it's
really.
The red box game or Gamefly or something like that. If I want to rush,
that's
game,
true. Right?
I like to enjoy it.
Yeah. I hear you.
I love to enjoy my games, and you know, that's what I do. You know, if I happen to beat a game that fast, that means it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
If I beat a game in 2 days. So
all right, man. Yeah, so yeah, you heard it. We'll be back next week with a little Saints Row. We'll see how that goes. And you know, of course, all our other stuff, you know, news and whatnot. But I want to thank everybody for listening. And everybody out there, be well.